Good morning and welcome to Neon and Beyond. I'm Lauren Bond. So happy to be with you this morning. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And this morning, I've got an organization on the line who I have wanted to speak with for so long because I so greatly admire everything they do in our community. Please welcome Carlos Herrera. He is a volunteer with Paws Patrol right here in Las Vegas. Good morning, Carlos.
Hi, good morning, Lauren. Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for having us here on your radio. How are you?
I'm doing really, really well. Like I said, I'm so excited to talk with you. You're an organization that I'll just put right out there. You're always there for lost pets, injured pets, pets that have that are in harm's way. Paws Patrol is the organization, a nonprofit organization, that seems to me that everybody reaches out to because you're just always there.
Correct. And yes, Lauren, we are a nonprofit organization. So, you know, all of this is just running on basically on volunteers, you know, donating their free time and their love for these dogs and for their passion, you know, and their welfare. Paws Patrol was founded, you could say, December of 2023. You know, in 2023, our mission was to do search and rescue.
Fairly new. Yeah, fairly new.
Yeah, barely new. So we barely hit our one-year anniversary, and, you know, we've accomplished so many rescues and so many success stories, more than what we would like. But, you know, unfortunately, we're needed in the community. It's a service that we can provide to the community, and not just our community, because sometimes, you know, we do take a drive out to Barstow, or we'll go to Utah or Mesquite, or if the dogs are further away, you know, we'll go out a little drive, you know, just take a little time, a little bit of time to organize and come up with a plan, you know, especially if it's multiple dogs that are sighted out in the desert.
Sure.
But yes, our passion is search and rescue. So like I said, we're tagged on every Facebook post you could think of. You know, I'm pretty sure you've seen them out there. Everybody said, calls, Paws Patrol. You know, and it's...
And I'm so impressed, Carlos, because when I see an individual on social media who's reaching out for help, they're on their way to work or they're on their way to something else that they need to be at, and they see an animal in harm's way, either running through traffic or, you know, maybe stranded out in the desert, they want to secure the pet for the pet's own well-being, but there aren't any resources for this individual. They're saving the pet, but they've got to be somewhere. And time and time and time again, I see other comments from other social media posters saying, call Paws Patrol. And you always jump in.
We do jump in because, like I said, we're just running based on volunteers, you know. And so when you have other services that are supposed to be available and not available and basically useless, now you have this person who has the dog secured and doesn't know what to do because the resources are not available. So it's either we go help them or they're going to release this dog back out into the community.
Right.
And risk the dog getting hit by a car or, you know, we'll never see the dog again.
Sure.
Et cetera. So it's like we're taking on the calls that the other services should be. But in the meantime, you know, if we can and if we're available, we'll go out there and we'll do our best in, you know, trying to secure the dog. But, you know, what really helps out the rescue more than anything is fosters. You know, fosters are very key to the success of a rescue and getting a dog rehomed. You know, with the foster, it's easier for us to go out there and secure the dog, especially because, you know, the shelters are overcrowded.
Sure.
You know, they have a high euthanization rate, you know, 5%, 2%, that's still high.
Yes.
It should be a zero euthanization rate. So there's, you know, they're euthanizing, you know, dogs that are not getting adopted, dogs that are, you know, showing signs of aggression. You know, keep in mind, some of these dogs have been strays for weeks, months, you know.
Yeah.
So they're going to be scared, of course. They need time to decompress, learn to trust a human. And so if they go from the streets into the shelter, you already know what's going to happen, you know.
Yes.
So we, you know, like I said, we're search and rescue, but we also do pull animals from the foundation. I mean, from the shelter, we pull animals. We pull dogs, you know, dogs that are about to get euthanized, dogs that need medical work. You know, luckily, Paws Patrol Works with some amazing vets in town, so we coordinate vet care. We've rescued about 350 dogs so far.
Wow.
Yeah. And that number is counting, you know, and counting. And so we have the numbers, you know, from the 4th of July, the fireworks. You know, that's the number one holiday in New Year's is when dogs go missing, because the dog's hearing is very sensitive to the popping and to the fireworks going off. So they don't know where the noise is coming from. People have dogs in their backyards. I don't know why.
Right,
you know,
I know.
Dogs in their backyards. You know, especially during the day, you know, you thought about the Frenchie that passed,
you know, being left
out in the sun in the crate for like 20 hours.
That was horrible, yes.
How does that happen? You know, and then Reba, the bulldog, you know, we got Reba's law passed. You know, so now we have that law that we just need to enforce it and hold people accountable and not just give them a slap in the wrist when this dog just died, you know? Because if we're not holding people accountable, then really, there's really nothing changing.
Right. It's education. Yeah. It's laws being passed. It's holding them accountable, like you said, and sticking with that, sticking with these new bills. But I know you're still dealing with the aftermath of 4th of July. That is a situation for your organization that it's really a busy time for you. And I do appreciate you taking time out, because you're still finding pets that have gotten out or, you know.
We still have pets that we're trying to find their owners. You know, usually, if we find the dog, well, we as volunteers will hold the dog for a couple of days, you know, 3 days a week, in the hopes that their owner comes forward if they have a microchip. You know, we do all the posts that we have to the paw booths. You know, we have a microchip scanner, so we do everything possible to try to get the dog back home. But if not, then that's where we have to come up with another game plan, because the legal is 72 hours.
Right.
You know, but we like to give, you know, especially because some dogs belong to elderly, and elderly people are not really phone savvy.
Yes.
Or, you know, on social media. So we take that into understanding, or we'll go put posters up.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah. Because, you know, not everybody has phones. Not everybody's in the Facebook groups of the lost and found dogs.
Sure.
You know, so, yeah. So we take that into consideration also. So, yeah, we have. July 4th, aftermath, you know, we're still counting the numbers, trying to get these dogs rehomed. And then our 4th of July is being out in the streets, being available, you know, for dogs that are seen. Because you can imagine a scared dog running across a busy road.
Yes.
People are careless, you know, people are careless. And it happens all the time where we're taking in dogs that are going to need high medical. So, you know, have you heard of Vegas Pet Rescue Project?
No, I have not.
Yeah, so they're an amazing rescue. They've taken a lot of these high medical dogs. For example, Reba, you know, they took in Raider, the really emaciated dog that they also took in. So they've taken lot of very high medical dogs, and they're amazing in getting them rehabilitated and getting them, you know, adopted out. So they have a huge foster network, which, like I said, fostering, if you can foster, I would highly suggest it. You know, even if it's just opening your home in a crate, you know, for a scared dog.
Sure.
You know, it might take a little time of your day to give them water and take them out to, you know, use the bathroom. But at the end of it, it's so much worth it when you see the dog's, you know, tail start to wag.
Sure.
And start to come closer to you. It's so rewarding. Trust me, it's so rewarding. And I think that's why we do it so much, because we get to see the reward in it. And that's what we love is, you know, did you hear the story about the four puppies that were dumped out, like, in Barstow?
Hear about that.
Yeah. So that took us a week. You know, luckily, you know, the volunteers, we stayed out in the desert, in the Mojave Desert, just falling asleep, staring, stargazing, you know, watching the trap. With four of them, it took us a week, but we caught all four. But with patience comes success, yeah.
That must be so rewarding for you and your group.
It's very rewarding, because now, you know, summer's here, some of them eat rocks, they start to get blockage, you know, so you can only imagine downhill from there.
Sure.
So, you know, the fact that we were able to get one, then two, and then we have to go back and get three and four,
sure.
You know, we were able to do it. It's amazing. You know, luckily, like I said, the donations that the rescue gets, go strictly towards the medical care for the dogs.
Right.
You know, yeah, and we have our Amazon wish list. We do have an Amazon wish list.
Oh, great.
You know, where donations are always coming nice, like Vienna sausage. People donate Vienna sausage, blankets, flashlights. You know, because we're boots on the ground 24 hours a day. You know, there is no time that we don't go out. You name it, we're out there. If we're available, you know, or multiple people are available, we have traps. We yeah. have ATVs. We have infrared
wow.
drones. We have walkie-talkies. You know, so we have the two vans. So we're pretty well equipped, you know, for this organization because we're just continuing to grow. Like I said, the more volunteers we can get, the better. It allows us to expand our area even better. But it doesn't matter if the dog's 40 minutes away, 2 hours away, or even a day away. If we're available and it's critical, we'll go out there. You know, one other story was the Barstow dog that was shot out there. So
yes.
we ended up going out there and trapping her and bringing her back home. She ended up being pregnant, you know, so
it's hard to see, but we need people like your organization. And it sounds like to me, Carlos, that you have a very well organized organization that is such a huge, huge asset to our community, not only in Las Vegas, but outlying areas. We're speaking with Carlos Herrera. He is a volunteer with Paws Patrol. Tell me, Carlos, you mentioned fosters. How can our listeners get involved with that? Become a part of your network.
So we do have our website. On our website is where we have our foster applications, or your volunteer, if you would like to volunteer, you know. And volunteering doesn't mean necessarily going out in the hot sun and or the desert and trying to catch a dog. Volunteering can be, you know, like screening the applications, the volunteer applications. Volunteering can be, you know, creating paw booths for us. There's a volunteering can be, you know, fostering for us. You know, like I said, like 4th of July was really amazing. You know, we were able to put a post up, you know, ask for fosters. Listen, 4th of July is going to be busy. Can you please open up your home for a night or two or a week, you know, while we get this dog, you know, into the next process of their forever home.
Sure.
And sometimes you end up being a foster fail, you know. But yes, on our website, we do have our foster applications, and that would be www.PawsPatrol, and then LB for Las Vegas, .org.
I love it.
Right there, we would have both applications, and then you can see a little bit about us and then see our pictures.
Yes.
It'll give you the statistics of what our rescue has done so far. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me about the process for training to become a volunteer. Is there certain requirements? Do you give them a little bit of time to maybe, you know, learn some skills on how to, you know, safely, you know, catch an animal or secure an animal?
Yeah, look. I'm going to be honest with you. I personally didn't have any, like, experience myself before I joined Paws Patrol. If I saw a stray dog, I would try to secure the dog and then take the dog to the shelter. That was just something that I was doing beforehand.
Sure.
But now that I'm with Paws Patrol, we have a chat. So we do have a volunteer chat that we have, and we'll add whomever would like to volunteer with the chat. In the chat, we'll go ahead and put in the cases that we're tagged in,
okay,
or the rescues that need assistance on the side of town or what's needed. And if that volunteer is available, we'll give them a 90-day, basically 3 months, just like a job, 90-day trial to see if it's something that they really like. You know, because
okay,
some people get caught up in the moment and they hear a story and they get emotional and they want to help as much. But when you're actually out there doing it is a different story. So, yes, we do get a lot of applications for volunteering.
Good.
But it's just a matter of getting involved and being in the chat. We do provide you with, you know, a snappy or a slip lead, you know, so you can have in a vest.
Sure.
You know, we always like to wear a vest so people know who we are,
sure,
especially if we're out in the community or in the, you know, a gated community. So, you know, awareness is always important. So we have our vest. We have our hats. We provide hats. And, you know, and if you're available to go out and watch or join one of us members that's been doing it for some time now, then, you know, they're more than welcome. You know, that's how I feel like that's how you actually get to learn.
Sure.
Is by going out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everything is confidence. You know, you got to be confident in yourself and what you're doing. Remember, these dogs are scared, and the last thing they want is that energy of also a human being scared. So you've got to be confident and patient, and that's, you know, you'll do amazing.
Okay. That, I mean, I applaud your organization, Carlos. You work tirelessly, you and your group, working tirelessly to keep our pets here in our community safe and away from harm. Donations, are those also accepted with Paws Patrol?
Yes, yes. Donations are definitely accepted. You know, like I said, they go a long way, especially, you know, a lot of these dogs, we get them vetted, you know, meaning we get them microchipped, we get them up-to-date vaccines. We get them spay or neutered, you know, and if the dogs need medical, you know, we'll go ahead. Like, we just had three dogs, that were trapped in Northeast Las Vegas. Oh. It was a mom, a daughter, and her son, but the daughter was blind. So the mom was, the daughter, the little white dog was following the dog, her mom, around for guidance. And then the little boy ended up having a hip dislocated. So Paws Patrol had an event, a bowling event, the week before, and I think it was $2,000 that was collected off donations.
Fantastic.
From the event. And those strictly went towards the medical care for the surgery, you know, because that's what they need, is they need someone to be there for them. And if we can be there for them, why not? You know,
sure.
A little bit goes a long way, and I feel like if you do good, you get good, and dogs are amazing. They're amazing.
They are.
We don't deserve them. I feel like sometimes we don't deserve them, but donations go a long way. You know, people, you know, they can donate to us on our website. They can go on our website. We have our Zelle, and we have our Venmo information on our website.
Perfect.
Like I said, yeah, that would be www.pawspatrol. That's PAWS. Patrol, PATROL, and then LV for Las Vegas.org. And right there, it'll have a link to open up a Venmo QR code or a Zelle. And, you know, anything counts. You know, it doesn't matter. No amount is too small. You
right.
know, every big is taken into consideration, and it goes a long way. And if we don't use it today, we'll use it tomorrow.
Of course.
It's not just dogs that we'll go out there and catch. We'll get cats. You know, ferrets, you know, you name it. If we can help, we go out there. I don't know if you saw, we went out to Lake Mead and we picked up all the dead carcasses that are just out there.
It's
a dumping zone, you know. Paws Patrol donated a dumpster. So we had like a little cleaning event. We went out and cleaned the desert, you know, all the trash, because humans, I don't know why, humans are so evil. You know, but we found a little bit of everything, you know, so we just do what we can in our community. And as we're just continuing to grow. I mean, I wish I didn't have to say that we're so busy, but, you know, we definitely have become more busier now. Like I said, 4th of July happened. You know, we were super busy. It was everybody boots on the ground, availability. So it's,
Carlos, it's not actually just taking phone calls. Your organization, your group, your people and volunteers are actively out looking for strays and animals in harm's way, correct?
Oh, yes. Yes, most definitely. Yeah, if a dog is sighted in the neighborhood and we're available, we'll go out there right away and we'll go ahead and try to secure the dog that's been in the neighborhood. You know, especially right now with the deportations going on, dogs are being left behind. You know, dogs, there's no capacity for dogs to be accepted into the shelters.
Right.
They're just being dumped, you know. So we'll go out there, and that's right, we'll try to trap them and secure them. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little longer,
but
we get it done. Yeah, and sometimes we love help, you know. Sometimes more than one body is needed. And like I said, we're just strictly volunteers. So whenever a neighbor can come in and help, which is whether it be hold the fencing or just keeping an eye on a dog until one of us get out there, you know, it makes a big difference. It really does make a big difference, you know. And if anybody ever sees a dog, definitely give us a call. You know, our phone number is 725-331-3319. Definitely give us a call.
Can you say that again, Carlos?
Yes, our phone number is 725-331-3319.
That was going to be my next question because, you know, again, you and your organization, Paws Patrol, is the go-to when it comes to finding a stray or reporting an animal in distress or in harm's way. And I applaud you and thank you for everything that you and Paws Patrol has contributed to our community, a service greatly needed, you know, more and more so lately. Animals are being just let out of the house or dumped, abandoned. The shelter is way overcrowded. All of the shelters are very overcrowded. We need to do something about this. We need to educate our community about spay and neuter, about securing our yards, taking the very best care of our pets. Consider before you take a pet, this is a lifetime commitment. You know, there will be vet visits. There will be sudden expenditures. Take that into consideration. Animals need time with their families to, thrive and be happy. There's so many things that go into it. Please take into consideration all the requirements and all the needs of a pet before you commit to adopting. This ensures that pets will stay with their family for the lifetime commitment that they so deserve.
Absolutely, absolutely. And like you said, you know, awareness, you know, and education and spay and neuter, you know, and the backyard breeding and the overcrowding. And it's just a serious crisis we're in because it seems like it's never ending.
Right.
You know, it's never, never ending. And it's all because of irresponsibility. You know, and maybe we just need to stop giving out breeder's license to people and just let this overcrowding die down for a couple of years. Because if nothing has changed and, you know, the organization, the other resources are asking for city funding, you know, in the millions, but yet nothing has really changed, you know, and the numbers are just continuing to climb, there's something needs to be done.
Right.
You know, and the ones that are paying it are the dogs. They're paying with their life. You know, they're being dumped in the yards. You know, they're being dumped in communities in the deserts and crates, being tethered to a pole, you know, because they got a German Shepherd for a puppy because it was cute and fluffy. But, you know, they work 10 hours out of the day. Now the German Shepherd is anxious and grown and tearing up their apartment. So what are they going to go do now? Surrender the dog.
That is true. Let's talk about that briefly, Carlos. We are in the summer months. And just for people who may not be completely clear on what it is to leave an animal outdoors in this kind of weather, please, Carlos, educate our listeners on ways to better maintain the health and well-being of our pets in these high temperatures.
I mean, just be very mindful of your dog, you know, be very mindful of your dog. I mean, just like it's hot for you, it's hot for your dog, you know, I mean, it's about being very mindful and taking your dog into consideration and not taking your dog out to walk at 2 p.m. In the afternoon when there's a heat advisory.
Ouch.
Because like I said, if it's hot for you, then it's hot for your dog.
Yes.
You know, leaving your dog outside during the day in a little bit of shade is absolutely unacceptable, you know. But everybody, you know, some people live in an apartment, have their dog on a pole. During weather advisories, your dog has to have shade and water. You know, unfortunately, the law is the law, and we can only do so much. But now that they passed Rebo's law, if you see a dog in distress, you are okay to break the window of the vehicle, and you are okay to jump a yard to assist the dog. But before doing so, you must call 911 to let you know. You must have that paper trail that you called for help.
Sure.
911. And then proceed. Before the law, Reba's law passed, it was different. People were scared to do something because of liability. And I understand. I completely understand.
Sure.
You know, nobody wants to be responsible for some vehicle damage. So, you know, now that we have the law, it is okay to break a window if you see a dog in distress. You know, I don't know why dogs are being left in the car, but they are.
Yikes.
I don't know why dogs are being left in the yard, in the crate. Your dog cannot be left in a crate outside. That is absolutely no-go. You cannot do that. You cannot leave your dog in the crate outside in the heat. And you must, at all times, you know, your dog must be microchipped. That is the law. Mm-hmm. So that's also something that people have to start being compliant with. But until it's enforced, you know, people are going to do what they want to do. But yes, now that the heat is here, you know, try to keep your dog inside. You know what I mean? I know some of us don't have the space or the means to do so, but just try to do so. I mean, try to do your very best.
Yes.
If your dog, if it's hot for you, then it's hot for your dog.
That's
you know,
true.
I mean,
that is correct.
Story with the Frenchie, you was just left outside in the crate.
Yes, you know, I have a Frenchie. Right, yes, I couldn't imagine if he's outside for 3 minutes, he's struggling to breathe. So I know the story on those. But any dog, you know, I also have a rescued pit bull. It's just entirely too warm for them to be out for much longer than a potty break and a quick run through the yard, and that's about it. Maybe a little play in a splash pool. But that's it. We are speaking with Carlos Herrera. He is a volunteer with a great organization here in Las Vegas, Paws Patrol Las Vegas, the go-to, the most wonderful organization, always there for pets in distress, pets in need, pets in harm's way. So, again, please make a point to visit their website. That website, again, is, Carlos?
Yes, our website is going to be www.pawspatrollb.org. That's PAWS Patrol, PATROL.
And from
LV.org.
Correct. And from the website, our listeners can make donations. They can check out the possibilities of volunteering. They can also look at an events calendar, I'm sure, to see what upcoming adoption events that you might have.
We started to get more events now that we're becoming more popular in the community. So now we are starting to get private organizations or organizations in general, you know, fundraising
Fantastic.
For us and stuff like that. So we are starting to get more events. So yes, we are going to definitely have an event calendar. We just had an event this past weekend. So that was also very helpful to us and to the pets in need.
Yes.
But on our website, we do have our donation link, you know, where you can donate. No amount is too small. You know, you'll also see about us and our statistics and our numbers. It'll also show you a little trailer with a little, we're going to start filming for a little documentary soon.
Nice.
A docu-series here in town. So, yeah, you can see a little trailer there. And it'll just give you a little bit of an idea of who we are and what we do. In the community, yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Carlos. Thank you again to your organization, all the hard work, everything that you do here in our community, a service that is such an asset. Thank you again, and thank you for spending some time with me on this Sunday morning. Carlos Herrera, a volunteer with Paws Patrol Las Vegas. You can find them on social media. You can find them online. And, of course, always reach out to them if you see an animal in distress. Do your best to secure the animal, keep them safe, and reach out to organizations. And, of course, always Paws Patrol. Thank you so much, Carlos.
Yes, Lauren, thank you for having me on the radio. You know, happy Sunday morning, and I hope all of our listeners, you know, have a beautiful day, and hopefully, you know, we get some volunteers more than anything from fosters. You know, like I said, those are critical to the rescue.
Of course. Yes, I encourage our listeners to consider fostering as well, and all of that information is on the website. Again, thank you so much, Carlos. I appreciate you and your
group. Thank you. Of course. Thank you. You have a good day, okay?